I mean, just one thing that comes just thought that I have, like that an image of like planting a seed.
Yeah.
And planting a seed, watering it, and letting it grow, and ripens into the fruit according to the seed.
Yep.
So if you think about it, in terms of our Dhamma practice, the seed that we plant, it's got to be a seed that comes from the Buddha.
Hmm.
In that sense, because, and that's where, like, it's not just meeting anybody and hearing their teachings and then practicing accordingly. It's got to actually be meeting somebody who's representing the Buddha's teachings accurately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's for, obviously, that's a, you know, a causal condition that is really helpful. In that one, yeah, I mean, you reap the fruits of what is planted.
Mm-hmm.
And the seeds of particular view, you know, you were just at a Christian monastic Christian Buddhist monastic dialogue, and there's a very different seed planted that is ripening in a different kind of a fruit, it's important to recognize, you know, one, in a sense, clarifying, well, what kind of fruit do I actually want? And if that's the kind of fruit I want, then what kind of seed do I want to be looking after?
Right.
Yeah.